Hope everyone's doing well and having a wonderful day. What a beautiful day the Lord's given. It's been a great weekend. God is great, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. So glad to have y'all with us tonight and our visitors and our friends. And they're just family from the other side of town there. Amen. So we're just glad to have y'all with us tonight. We're looking forward to a mighty move of God and for just an opportunity to gather together. And in the name of Jesus, we come together. We're going to ask you, if you will, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. We had a really powerful prayer request this morning and situations going on. A lot of text blasts as we use at our church. A lot of things we see on special requests for prayer. And there are a lot of situations. There are a lot of those that are in need right now. Those that are going into surgery. And that cancer word, that C word keeps being passed around. And we just know that God's got it. And we just want to be in prayer for all those that are in need. If you have a prayer need this evening, just show by the raising of your hand. You know, God knows our situation. And how about, let's use that other one. How about a praise report? Lord God, we just love and praise you. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, as we come to you tonight, dear Lord, we just want to honor you. Dear Lord, we want to worship you, praise you, dear Lord, and lift you up and give you all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for the freedom you've given us to gather together in your name. Lord, we thank you for being allowed to let our friends and our family join us tonight in service, whether here live or watching online. Dear Lord, you know each and every situation and each and every family represented here tonight. And dear Lord, you saw the hands that were raised, dear Lord. You know the depths of our heart, even before we speak it. Lord, right now, we're just thanking you for answering prayers. Dear Lord, we're thanking you for all the prayer requests that's already gone up. Dear Lord, for just taking care of each and every situation. But dear Lord, tonight, as you saw the hands raised, and dear Lord, with expectation and our faith in you, Lord, we're placing it in your mighty hands. Lord, we're asking you just to heal, dear Lord, to mend, to protect, to provide for those who are in need. Lord, we're praying for our families, our loved ones, dear Lord, this community, our churches, dear Lord, this state and this country. But dear Lord, we love you and we praise you. Dear Lord, as we open this service now, may we be in all in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to worship and praise you. Lord, but most of all, dear Lord, ready to receive your word. In spirit and truth, dear Lord, we just love and we praise you. And dear Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, again, thank you for hearing our prayers, dear Lord. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us that opportunity to come directly to you, Jesus. And Lord, we just love and praise you. And dear Lord, and we just do it in the most precious name above, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Now that we got you standing, we're going to do a little congregational song. It's an old song that I love. Turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? They'll have the words up on the screen here too. Yes, Lord. are that they're here tonight, but most of all, how much Jesus loves each and every one of you. Praise God. Again, it's so good.
Amen.
I love that. Sound like y'all ready for church tonight.
Hear y'all
sing tonight. Praise God. I know the word's flowing, and I know God is at work right now as we all speak. We're going to go ahead and get ready to take up our evening offering. Got a couple of announcements, and for everyone that let y'all know that we're doing Vacation Bible School next week from July 9th through 12th. It'll be going on next week. I'm really looking forward to it. So if you want to make plans to come join us. It'll be a wonderful time. And also Wednesday evening on the 5th, we're having an ice cream social over in the Curtis Center. So we're just really looking forward to that. Praise God. Praise God. And homecoming's the 30th. I got a list. July is full. Full. Praise God. Praise God. Man. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering? Evening, home. Amen. Couple of special singers, Miss Jennifer, and also Miss Donna. So good to have you back with us tonight. It's been a while since I've handed you the microphone. Come on up.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Who's ready to be gone out of here? Who's ready for the rapture?
Man.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord for being here. I want to thank Him for everything He's done. I mean, we're going to keep praising Him even through our trials, our triumphs. We'll praise Him. But I know we're all going through certain things and everything, but we're going to keep uplifting Him and praising Him, and we're going to keep watching and waiting for His return. So y'all just worship with me as I do this song. I'm going to be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. Won't have time to say goodbye, I'm gonna be gone. Could be right, I'm singing the song. I'm gonna be gone and I won't be long. Gonna be gone. Well, it could be just any morning. It could be at night or noon. We don't know just when He's coming, but we know He's coming soon. I can say with calm assurance, this old world is not my home. One of these days you're gonna look for me. Praise God, I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. Won't have time to say goodbye, I'm gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing the song. I'm gonna be gone and I won't be long. Gonna be gone. Well, it could be just any morning. It could be at night or noon. We don't know just when He's coming, but we know He's coming soon. I can say with calm assurance. This old world has got my heart. One of these days you're gonna look for me. Praise God, I'm gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song, I'm gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song, gonna be gone, and it won't be long. Gonna be gone. I'm gonna be gone. In the twinkling of an eye, I'm gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song, I'm gonna be gone. Could be while I'm singing this song, gonna be gone, and it won't be long. I'm gonna be gone.
We're going to sing Sometimes It Takes a Mountain. Y'all just continue to worship. I face a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while. Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a trouble seems. To get a hold of me, your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes. To trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say. Oh, sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a to trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain. trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you.
Turn to your neighbor and say, what a mighty God we serve. Tell them again, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Sing it like you believe it. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God
we serve.
Sing it, church. Hallelujah. Come on. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Sing, what a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Come on, let all of America hear it. Yes, hallelujah. One more time. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Tell your neighbor he's mighty. Come on, he's mighty. He's great. Greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remain standing if you would. This is my honor and privilege to introduce to you actually a man who needs no introduction. It's already been said they're part of the family just down the road. But Brother Jason Spray, come take your liberty in the Lord. Amen. And just bring the fire down. Somebody said you'd brought it down this morning. I said, I hope he saved some for tonight. Amen. Brother Jason, come take your liberty. Amen. Everybody say, Lord bless him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You can move it. Amen. It's so funny. The song you started off with was the song we started off with this morning. Brother Eddie asked me if I wanted to sing tonight. I told him not unless he wanted everybody to leave. But I did quote a song this morning, and it was, What a Mighty God We Serve. Amen. Give him praise in the house. Glory to God. I'm so glad to be here. I feel honored to be here that you would ask me to come to minister. Amen. I've often told people I wouldn't walk across the street to hear myself preach, but I thank God that you are going to be either a captive audience or just entertain one. I don't know. Amen. I'm so glad to be here. Thank God for each and every one of you come. Let's go ahead and go into the Word of God. Matthew chapter 6, if you'll go there with me. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33. Some familiar scriptures. Probably a lot of us already know them. We could probably quote them off. Amen. If you're there with me, say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for itself, for the things of itself. Sufficient is the day, the evil thereof. God, I praise you this tonight. God, I don't come to impress anybody. I'm not here to put on a show. I don't come with excellence of speech of men's wisdom, but I want to come in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that you anoint me tonight for this ministry, and I'll give you the praise and I'll give you the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Give him a hand clap of praise as you're being seated. God is so good. Amen. Jesus is speaking to his disciples and he's ministering to them, and some are asking about different things, and we're worried about the uncertainties of the future. And how many know we live in an uncertain time in our lives today? And this world that we live in is so uncertain. We don't know what the economy is going to hold. We don't know what gas prices are going to be from week to week. We're so uncertain, there's some of them don't even know what their gender are. Right? We live in a time to where we don't know what's going on. And how many know we really don't know what tomorrow holds? There's two sayings that I always say to our church. One is, suck it up, buttercup. But the other one is, I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Amen. I don't know if tomorrow morning if I walk in my job and walk to my desk that my boss won't be there to say, you know what, your position is not needed anymore. It's happened before. I know what that feels like. And we live in a time of uncertainty. But you know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes that there's nothing new under the sun. That everything we look at and everything we face and everything we go through is something that has reoccurred and happened already before. We live in a time, we think the LGBTQ plus community is a new thing, but God tells us in his word that he's even destroyed whole cities for this same thing. We think that the things that we face and the difficulties we face in life today are new, but they're not new. We've faced them before and we've seen them before. And living in uncertain time is something that Jesus was writing these scriptures to give his disciples and his apostles. Listen, there's uncertainties about tomorrow, but don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Worry about the things of today. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:1, boast not yourself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. We don't know if the economy will bust tomorrow. We don't know the difficulties of tomorrow. But let me tell you this. Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let me rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I've come today to give God praise for the hour and the moment that I have right now. Because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I come to preach and they ask me if I title. I don't really title my sermons that much because I've never felt myself to be that intelligent. But if I were going to title this one, it's Amen. See, I've even forgot the title. Facing our future with hope, with faith. Because we don't know what's going to happen. There's uncertainties in this future that we have on this earth. There's uncertainties tomorrow. And we can make a 5-year plan, but we don't know what's going to happen in 5 years. Things in our life don't look like they did 5 years ago. And they don't look like we thought they would look like. Things are not occurring the way we thought they would occur, right? And we don't know what tomorrow holds. There's uncertainties in our future. But I come to tell you, Psalms 56:3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in you. When I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next year or the next election year, I will put my trust in the hands of an almighty God, because I can put my trust in him and know that even though I don't know what the future holds, I've got my hands in the hands of the one that takes care of me and my future. Psalms 4:8 says, I will lay me down in peace and sleep. I will take rest and refuge in the Lord. For you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. God, I don't know, and I'm uncertain about my future. I'm uncertain about my marriage. I'm uncertain about my children. I'm uncertain about my finances. But I'm going to rest in you, and I'm going to lay down in peace, and I'm going to sleep tonight because I know that you have everything under control. I put it in your hands. I put them in your hands. I put him in your hands. I put her in your hands, and I know you are faithful. Give him praise one more time. Amen. For some of us who've lived long enough to see him move in multiple areas in our life in the past, know that God is still God even today. And he will be God tomorrow as well. He is still on the throne of heaven. Nobody has removed him. His power hasn't diminished. Nothing's changed about him. Let me tell you, the God that moved back then is a God that will move today. He will move again in our lives. Amen. The one that has brought us thus far in our walk with him will carry us all the way through. Amen. The Bible says in Malachi 3:6, he said, I am the Lord and I change not. He said in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ today, yesterday, and forever. Can I tell you, church, we may not have some uncertainties in life, but God is a certainty in every state and every place of our life. Whew. I got to slow down. I'll be done in a minute. Well, Brother Eddie, I don't know what to do. It's all right, rest in the Lord. Our whole life's uncertain right now. Everything's up in the air. It's all right, rest in the Lord. Put your faith in an almighty God. He didn't bring you this far to let you collapse. He didn't bring you this far not to bring you through. He didn't bring you this far to walk away. Trust in the Lord. There's so many uncertainties in this life and in this place we're in our lives, and sometimes we just don't know which way to go. I can encourage you today, run to Jesus. Amen. Run to Jesus. There's some things that I can tell you will happen. This world will ever increasingly get worse as we go. Amen. It will continue to go down. That the sin will continue to abound and things will happen. But I come to encourage the church. Yes, we know those things will happen. Yes, we know situations will arise. But God is on our side and he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And he is coming just like Donna sung. Amen. He could come before this service is over with. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I used to, when I was younger, I used to think that old timers, they always talking about we're waiting. We can't wait until the Lord comes. Can't wait until the Lord comes. I used to think, man, I got to have a family. I've got to do all this. I got goals to reach. My only goal now is to see the other side. That's my goal. Beautiful song. I wanna give Miss Brenda back there. I just sitting here watching her play that tambourine. I thought, boy, she played like a Pentecostal, but it's. I wish I could do that. I can't even play the tambourine. Y'all'd run from that one, I can tell you that. What's gonna happen tomorrow? We're consumed with fears and anxieties in our lives. What's gonna happen tomorrow? Where do we go from here? We heard this throughout the years, several years ago in the church. Where do you go from here? What's our future? What's our calling? What's our identity? Let me tell you, we cannot tell what God has in store for each and every one of us. Where are we going to go? How are we going to make it? How am I going to make it? Where's it going to come from? How many know that someday, how many are like me? You want to know ahead of time what's going on. Man, I got it planned out. I got it wrote down. It's in my office. Everything that's going to happen. And I can tell you that most of the time it does not happen in any way, shape, or form the way I think it does. And I'm ready to move forward, Lord, as long as you tell me how we're going to do it. As long as you give me every detail, God, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready for it to happen. How are you going to provide the way? How are you going to pay the cost? How are we going to make it there? And God doesn't give us that every time. He causes us to walk by faith. faith. Amen. He says, walk by faith and not by sight. I didn't call you to walk by the circumstances and the issues and the plans that you have, but I called you to walk by faith in me. What is ahead of you, you'll never know, but you can trust that you know God and that He is always working it out for my good, amen, and for your good, and God always has it in your store. God will always provide. He may just not provide you every detail. And details are important to a man like me. God said, I didn't promise you details, but I promised to take care of you. And I promised to provide for you. And I promised to meet your needs. Look at Matthew 6, 32. He says, Matthew 6 and 32, so for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. He knows every need that we have. The Bible says that He has need, has a knowledge of them before we ever ask Him for them. He will not bring you to a place of lack or of necessity. He'll always meet your needs because that's the God that we serve. He's my heavenly Father. He will take care of me. Amen. I'm like the David. David said in Psalms 37 and 25, I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God has always made a way in my life, and God will always make a way in your life, even when we don't understand what He's doing. Even when we can't see it ahead of time. And have foreknowledge of it. God is still God. And He is still able. Philippians 4, 19. But my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Every need that I have, even before I even know I need. I love Abraham. Genesis 22, Abraham, the Lord speaking, take Isaac your son. Take him to the mount. Take him to where I'll tell you. It's twice the Lord's done him that way, if not more. Just go. No details, no direction, no GPS, no address. Just go. Go, Abram. Just be faithful. I'll make every provision. I'll take care of every need you have. Just go. Just walk by faith with me. Just go in the direction that I tell you to go. And the Bible says that he walks. And what happens? And God blesses him in every place of his life. Genesis 22 and 8, and the Bible says that he's got the fire, he's got the wood, he's got the utensils to make a sacrifice, and his son looks at him and says, Daddy, we got everything we need. What about the lamb? What about the lamb? What about the sacrifice? We got everything but the sacrifice. I imagine this young man's kind of getting scared, saying something ain't right. And here's what Abraham tells him. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide. God will provide. God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. God will provide. How am I going to make this bill? I don't have enough money. God will provide. How am I going to meet this need? I don't have enough of this or that. God will provide. How are we going to make this accomplished? We don't have enough people. God will provide. I come to tell somebody, I don't know where you are in your life, and I don't know what you're suffering through, and I don't know what you're anxious about, but God will provide every time. He never fails. He's faithful. He'll provide every time. The Bible says that they go up to the top of that mountain. Abraham lays everything out. Takes his son, binds him up. This young man's about 15 to 18 years old. He's got to realize what's happening. I can tell you right now, I love my daddy, but that wouldn't happen. I'd have cut a rug, brother. I'd have went. I said, you here all by yourself, Pops. I'm out. But the Bible says that he let him lay him down, and before Abraham could make that sacrifice, God provided. Some of you feel like you're at the last minute and you don't know what your future holds, and God hasn't given you any insight, and God hasn't given you any direction, and God hasn't spoken to you about which way to go, I'm telling you, man, I can feel it. Amen. Some of us are trying to figure out to the left, to the right, which way do we go? Do we stay on the straight and narrow? Which way, God? God, tell me something, God. Give me an insight. Give me a little bit of knowledge. Give me a word. Give me something. And God's sitting back saying, just trust me. If you'll just trust me, amen. God, I need to know. Everything's on hold right now, God. And until you speak to me, and I can't see anything happening, and I need to see a little bit of something going on in this situation and in this circumstance. And God's still sitting back said, it ain't time yet. And it ain't time. I'll let you know. Just continue to walk by faith and call upon me when you need me. But I haven't yet. I need to hear from the Lord. It's uncertain waters here. I don't know how to tread this, God. Sometimes God waits to the last minute and says, there you go. There you go. The lamb in the thicket. There you go. Right there he is. We wanted the insight, and God said, no, I'm just going to bring the answer. At the right moment, I'm just going to bring the answer. I'm just going to do what I need to do in your life. I'm going to bring the answer. But God, this is uncertain times. This is uncertain moments. I'm trying to figure it all out. Amen. I don't know if you guys are like me. I've got to figure it out. I'll stay up at night trying to figure it out. And the whole time God's saying, just go to sleep and rest in me. I've got it. I've got it. Hard thing for most of us to let it go. Y'all with me tonight? How many know it won't go good if you let it go? I'm going to preach to the choir. It won't get accomplished if you let it go. It won't be fulfilled if you let it go. If you hand it in the hand of God or into the hand of somebody else, it's never going to come to pass. I'm going to tell you, I've got that problem. We sit in the parking lot and we have to park cars on Sunday morning, because if we don't, they'll park any kind of way and we can't get all the people there. So I find myself on Sunday morning when somebody pulls in, I say, put them over there. Put them over there. I told somebody this morning, I said, I'm so bossy. I'm just so bossy. And finally I went in, I said, I'm going to let them have it. If it comes out bad, it comes out bad. I'm going in. I got two or three capable men out there, and I still got to have my hand in it. But how many know we're all that way? To some extent, some of us are. I can't hand it off to somebody else because it'll never get done. I've got to travail over it. I got to struggle over it. I got to fight over it. I got to hold it down so it holds me down and it hinders me from going and achieving something that God has called me to achieve and to do something God's called me to do, because I've got to have it in my hand, because I've got to control it. Let me tell you something. We've got to let some things go and let God be God in our life, and let God be God in our situations, and God be God in our future. It's yours, Lord. It's not mine. The Bible says when we come to Christ that we die to ourselves and we live for Him. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I'm going to live on this earth. I'm going to live for Jesus. Let me give you an insight here. You're not your own anymore. You are bought with a price. When Jesus went to Calvary and He shed His blood and He paid the price for your sin, you belong to the Lord. Thank God I belong to the Lord. My life's no longer mine. It's His. I no longer live for me. I live for Him. My tomorrow is His and not mine. Next year is His and not mine. And I've got to be okay with that. So we face our future with faith that God is working things out for our good, and that He has everything under control and in control. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, no matter what happens with our life, it is for the Lord. Deuteronomy 31:8, and the Lord, He is it that goes before you. And He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The Lord goes before us. What does my future hold? What if, God? What if? How many know we'll die in the what if? What if it doesn't work out? What if it doesn't happen? What if? And the Bible said that God goes before you. The Bible even said that He goes before me and makes my crooked path straight. He goes before me and prepares the ground. God goes before you. And when you're living in Jesus Christ and you're walking in the ways of God and you're His, called by His name, I can tell you He's going to go before you and take care of every need before you ever get there. Psalms 31:15, my times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from them that persecute me. That phrase, my times are in your hands, is my life is in your hands. They're not my hands anymore. Your life shouldn't be in your hands anymore. You shouldn't be the one that dictate where you go from here. It should be in the hands of God. We weren't put here to lead ourselves. We were put here to follow Jesus Christ. My times, my life is in your hands. And I'm going to trust you no matter what comes my way. I'm going to believe that the Lord is with me and the Lord is strengthening me and the Lord is empowering me in every place of my life. God is with every one of His children and He is leading you into the paths of righteousness, the Bible says. Lead me, God. I take the reins off my own life and I give them to You, Lord. Because I know God has a plan. Anybody believe that tonight? God has a plan. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your future. You don't have to worry and be anxious for tomorrow. God has a plan. We all know this scripture. I guarantee you, everybody in this place has this scripture somewhere in your house. It's on a picture. It's on a carving or something. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. I know the plans I have for your life, God says. I know where your tomorrow is. I know where your next week is. I know where your eternity is. God has a plan. And God's going to work a work in your life. You just need to sit back and let Him do it. And say, God, it's okay. If it doesn't turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out, it's okay. When I was a teenager, Brother Eddie, I thought by now I'd be a millionaire. That didn't work out. Still got time? Brother Eddie said he's working on his second one, the first one he gave up on. Jesus. God's got a plan. Somebody said, well, maybe I messed up God's plan. No. You can't mess up God's plan. You ain't big enough to mess up God's plan. Give Him praise, amen. You're not big enough to mess up God's plan. Somebody asked me the other day, when y'all going to build that building? I've about got them to where they don't ask me no more, Brother Eddie, because I tell them, I said, when you write that check, you want to know that big about it? When you write that check. I was actually in a service, and a lady walked up to me, and she said, I know that your biggest prayer is for that building to be built. I said, no, ma'am, let me stop you right there. My biggest prayer is to see somebody come to the altar, give their life to Jesus Christ, and change their life and their eternity. That's my biggest prayer. Buildings will come and go, honey, but Jesus Christ remains no matter what. I'm looking to the things of eternity. Ooh, I'm about to run an aisle up in this house. The eternal things are important. My future's in the hands of God and my eternity's in His hands. I'm looking unto the Lord for the things. If the building gets built, so what? If the building doesn't get built, so what? I'm looking for God to do something in the life of a sinner to change them. So suck it up, Buttercup. God has a plan. You may not know what that plan is. You may think you know what that plan is, but God has a plan, regardless if you've got knowledge of it or not. God has a plan. And if you're willing to walk with the Lord and you're willing to have that relationship to say, God, my future's in your hands. I'm not anxious about tomorrow. I'm excited for what your plan is. I'm excited for what you have. Let me say this, and this is hard for all church members to take. You have to be okay with change. I've pastored for over 17 years. And the most common thing I hear is, we have never done it that way. I probably should stay with the choir. You have to be okay with change, because God will refuse to keep you the way you are. And some of us are okay with entering into the future, and some of us are okay with God doing something in our life as long as it looked like yesterday. As long as it resembles today. God, we're willing to go into the future with you. We're willing to go into this program with you. We're willing to go into this area with you as long as nothing changes. And I thank God that the day that he met me down at the altar of the Holiness Church down in Carrollton, he looked at me and said, I love you just like you are, but I refuse to keep you that way. And I thank God that when I got up out of that altar, I became a changed man. My desires changed. My heart changed. My thoughts changed. My attitude changed. My vocabulary changed. Everything changed, and I thank God for that. Because he refuses to keep us this way. And if we're saying, God, my future is in your hands, my hope's in you, and my trust is in you, do with me whatever you want. We cannot dictate what he does after that moment. We cannot tell him, work in me, Lord, in this area, this area, and this area, but leave this alone. See, the all or nothing. My grandfather who passed away just recently, thank you all for your prayers. During that time, it's an old gospel song, and some of you may know it. It says, 99 and a half won't do. Anybody ever heard that? I'm not going to sing it for you. But he used to say that about every time he preached. He 99 and a half won't do. 100%. 100%. We can't give God 100%. We can't give him anything. And you can't give him 99 and retain one part of your life and expect God to work with that, because you've really given him nothing. Brother Jim Spears, you got your car keys on your hand? Give me your car key. You walking home tonight, buddy. What are you driving? By Kia. And a new one at that, right? The Lord has blessed the preacher tonight. I'll give you a ride home, sister. In my new Kia. Now, if I fail to give them these back, somebody's going to have to give them a ride home. She could go around talking about, oh, my Kia. It's at the church, my Kia. It's what color is it? Gray, it's gray. It's got leather seats. I don't know if it does or not, but we're going to pretend it does. It's got all this. Well, where is it? Well, I can't drive it because Preacher Jason took the key. I've got 99.9% of that car in my possession, but he's got 1%. And because he's got the 1%, the 99.9 don't go. All I've got to have is 1%, and it doesn't work if you don't have the key. And let me tell you something. You may come to the Lord and lay 99.9 at the altar, but if you keep 1%, it ain't going to happen the way that it needs to happen. I'm going to give them the keys back, because I know all y'all are looking and I'm on camera. They're going to say, that preacher's a scoundrel, I'm telling you what. Just like a Pentecostal preacher, always trying to get something for free. You got to be okay with change. You got to be saying, okay, God, what is it in me that's not pleasing to you? What is it in me, Lord, that I need to change? What is it that you want to change in my life? What is it you want to change in the ministry? What is it you want to change in my marriage? What is it you want to change in my family? What is it that needs changing? Because I want my future to be in Jesus Christ. I want my future to be in the Lord. I want my future to be in the plan of God. I want my future to be in the strength of the Lord. I know that there's things in me and things going on in my life that I can't control. Isaiah 43:19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm going to do something new, vibrant, passionate in your life. Something like you've never seen or heard before. But you've got to be willing to say, God, do whatever it is in my life you need to do. I take the reins off. I take my hands off. God, do whatever it is in my life you need to do. If we're not willing to do that, then he can't do anything. We've got that key. I may come back and get my key later. We've got that 1%, that partial of a percentage. And God said, I can't work with that much. I've got to have it all. What does tomorrow hold? I don't know. What does next week hold? I don't know. What does the election year hold? I don't know. I'm not worried about who goes in the White House because my king's still on the throne. Amen. I know we've got some messed up things going on in this world. I know that. We need some changes in this world. We also need some changes in us. I'm anxious. I'm nervous. And I could go around here and I could do a blanket prophecy. You got to watch letting people prophesy over you because sometimes those things are generic because they'll fit everybody. I can go through, you're going through something. You're going through something. You're suffering. We're all going through something. We're all suffering through. You can ask about every parent. So your kid's going, you got going through something with your kid. You got that right. I can't get him out of bed. You got to be careful with that, but I could go around through here and give what I call a blanket prophecy that every one of us are anxious and nervous about something, and we all are. I could go around here and say all of us are hanging on to things because we don't think nobody else can do them like we do it. I really need to preach that choir, don't I? Some of you are like me. You're standing in the parking lot and say, hey, boys, park them over there. Hey, boys, park them over there. Some of us need to let go and let God. God, I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm going to put my trust in you. God, I'm not going to be anxious about these things. I'm going to believe that you're able to make all things work out for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Stand with me all over the house. If I can get some musicians up here. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for today is the evil thereof. What are we facing today? What are we going through right now that we need God to move in? I texted somebody the other day. I said, I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow. So I want to tell you I love you. Church. And I'm not going to segregate our churches tonight. I'm going to tell you, church, if I don't make it tomorrow, I want you to know I love you. I pray for you often. Every one of you. I do. I text your pastor every Sunday, and I'm not bragging about that. He's mentioned that more than I have. And God put it on my heart years ago to text him and tell him, I'm praying for you guys, and I'm praying for him. And there's not a day goes by that I don't pray for all you guys. I love you. I want us all to get to heaven together. And the only reason I said that is because I don't know what tomorrow holds. I may not be here tomorrow. So I want you to know I love you. The Bible says no man's promised tomorrow. It says our lives is our vapors, here today and gone tomorrow. Tonight, if you don't know who Jesus Christ is as your Savior, you don't have a future. There's no hope for you. The only future we have is in Jesus. The only way we'll ever make it is in Jesus. I could call tonight for an altar call and say, you know what, everybody's anxious about the future. Come on up. I want to tell somebody tonight, Jesus died for your sins. He gave His life for you that you could spend eternity with Him. I don't know where everybody stands with the Lord tonight. I don't. But there's one who said, I'll love you enough to die for you so you could spend your future with me. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, shed His blood, gave His life for you. That you would not be separated from Him for eternity, but you would be with Him. And tonight, if you feel that's you, I would urge you to come to this altar, give your life to the Lord. Repent of your sins. Ask Him to forgive you. The Bible says that He's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's not one thing you've done that the Lord will not meet you at the altar for. And maybe you're here tonight, you're anxious about your future. You don't know which way to go. Sometimes we just get to that place in our life and we're like, where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? What do I do? The Lord will direct you. The Lord will guide you. Maybe you here tonight, you just need a touch. Maybe it's physical. Maybe it's emotional. Maybe it's mental. Whatever it may be, I want to open these altars for whatever need that you may have tonight that's represented in this house. I want to pray with you. I know Brother Eddie's going to come. Some of the church leaders will come. We want to pray with you for whatever it is you have need of tonight. We want to believe God on your behalf. Father, I thank you and I give you praise for the opportunity tonight to minister. God, as we call this altar call, I pray for the presence and the power of God to meet us here. Lord, I know you're faithful. You will. You'll heal tonight. You'll deliver tonight. You will set free tonight. God, you will calm the nerves and the anxieties and fears of today and tomorrow. God, you'll move and you'll work in our lives. God, I just pray that we'll be obedient to your spirit tonight. If you're urging someone to come, God, if that person in here says, you know, I don't know Jesus as my Savior, I haven't asked Him to forgive me of my sins, God, I pray they come. They come tonight and they accept Him as Savior. And I give you praise in Jesus' name.
Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me. And He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is with. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name, oh, then you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by heart. Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're everything to me, and you take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name. Praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. Greater is He that is within. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name. Have faith.
I never doubt. I know the Lord is gonna work it all out. If you will just have faith in God,
yeah. He'll plant you right, He'll make you whole.
For though at times I feel alone, I know that you are near.
Most of you know I've only got eight fingers or eight and a half. I never will forget that morning I woke up. It was just another day. I went to work, didn't think anything about it. Didn't know that before 6:30 that morning my hand was going to be caught in a machine and fingers were going to be pulled off. Did not know that. Laid in the hospital for for 2 weeks, laid at home for 9 surgeries and equaled out 2 years. One of the worst things a man has to do is watch his wife go to work as he sits at home. I've never been a man that sat at home. I've never been a person who sat around. I think most of everybody knows I'm probably one of the hyper people you'll ever meet in your life. I preach fast. I walk fast. Pam said, "We're not in a race." I said, "Yeah, but I'm going to win." She's always 3 or 4 steps behind me. I never will forget. I had never fought depression or anxiety before, but I fought it then. I had to get on medication. I remember in the hospital thinking, am I going to come out with a hand? Am I going to come out? And I keep asking the doctors and nurse. He said, "I can't tell you right now. I don't know right now. I can't tell you. It's all how this develops." And the hardest thing, even beyond losing a limb or two, is just not knowing. It's just not knowing. Laying in that hospital bed, looking up at the ceiling, and I was mad at God. I'd run off my pastor. I think I'd even shared this before in this church. I told my pastor, I said, "You got to leave. No, want your prayers? You got to go." And I laid in that hospital bed, and I cried out to God, and I let him know what was on my mind and what was in my heart. And he brought to my remembrance Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." The greatest places of our anxiety and the greatest places of our fears and the greatest places of our depression, we can run to the Lord and we can be safe. Run to Jesus. I'm going to leave you with that. No matter what you're going through, run to Jesus. God bless you.
Amen to that. Run to Jesus. Well, as Brother Jason said, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus is going to be with you? Thank you, Brother Jason, for hearing from God and for bringing the word to us tonight. If that blessed you, give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We love Brother Jason. We love Word of Hope. Let them know how much we appreciate them supporting the service tonight. Amen. And this was good. I feasted on that. And I hope everybody here tonight felt the presence of God. God was certainly and is certainly in this place tonight. Have a wonderful evening, a safe holiday, amen, and just continue, amen, to put your faith and trust in God. I love that message. You know, there's no reason for us to be uncertain. That's a human thing, amen. But we need to put our faith and trust in God, who will never fail us. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gail, for that testimony of faith. Amen. She's testifying to the fact that God touched her heart and also healed cancer. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Amen. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. As we dismiss tonight, be sure you fellowship one with another. Tell each other how much you love them, because you're going to be in heaven with them. Amen. We're going to be in heaven together, glorifying and praising the Lord. Let's all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful. God, you've been so good to us tonight. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for the man that brought it tonight. God, I continue to pray, Lord, that you would just bless and anoint each and every one here under the sound of my voice. God, help us to trust you. Help us to not to be so anxious, God, and uncertain, Lord, in our walk, but just put our faith and trust in you one step at a time. Lord, that's all we need to know, God, because you're going to lead us and guide us. Father, I pray for those who are sick, those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the nursing homes. God, strengthen them and protect us now as we leave. We'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Amen.